Hello, Kate O'Toole here from ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland. And if you're from Brisbane, then Robert Forster probably needs no introduction. He is the vocalist of legendary local rock band The Go-Betweens. He's also released 7 solo albums. And I think it's probably fair to say that he's a man who doesn't like to let the grass grow under his feet. He's going to be back on stage in early January with his 3-piece band for his first Brisbane show in more than 18 months. And Robert, I bet you're looking forward to that.
I'm very much looking forward to it. 18 months is a long time, and I've got playing with my band, who I haven't seen, 2 of the members I haven't seen since February.
It has been a strange year. Have you ever had a year quite like this in terms of the kind of disconnection to being able to perform?
There has been years, you know, in my life over the last 20 years when I haven't played for a year. But I think what's the main difference to me is that I haven't been able to travel. And really, like for a professional musician, that's very rare. And that immediately cuts down options when you can't jump on a plane to go really down to Sydney or Melbourne or you know, go overseas. I had some European summer shows planned this year, and you know, like that was the first thing that fell on the wayside. And so that's the main thing, not traveling when you wanted to play shows. There's been times in my career when I just haven't played. But I've just had to roll with it. And fortunately, I work from home anyway. So the change to my life hasn't been as big as many other people.
Has it had any effect on your creativity, or is that working from home been like, would you normally get creative inspiration from that travel that you haven't been able to do, or has this been a productive time?
Very productive time. I don't get all, you know, like once you're on the road touring, really that consumes everything. You know, I always, you know, obviously when I'm touring, I have a guitar with me and I think, oh, I'm going to write songs out on the road, and you never do because you're moving all the time and your head's just not in that place where you need, I find that I need a little bit of stillness and quiet to do anything really. And so, fortunately, about 4 years ago, I started writing a novel, and I was going to do quite a bit of work on the novel this year, and I ended up doing a lot more. So that's been a positive, and I've written 3 songs this year, which is really good. So it's been a productive year at home for me.
Can you give us some insight into the novel that you've been working on, or is it all under wraps?
It is a little bit all under wraps. All I can say is that it's my first novel, so it's really a little bit hard to talk about it, although that I can. But it's hard to talk about it because it's like, you know, the first thing that you do, you just don't know where it's going. You're going through this experience for the first time. So the whole process is new, and I'm just about to finish a draft and send it to my publisher, who will say yes or no on it. And so I can't even guess what they're going to, you know, how they're going to react, because I'm going through this for the first time. You know, like if I was a novelist, if you were talking to a novelist who'd done 3, 4, 10 novels, they're in the process and they know exactly, they're in that, that groove. And so they know the whole thing. Where with me with this, it's the first time. And so all I can say is I'm really still enjoying working on the book after 4 years, which is amazing. I'm very happy with it. It's not going to be a big, thick book that moves slowly. It's going to be a thinner book that I hope moves really quickly.
What sort of creative joy does that give you to work in a space that you're not as familiar with? I know over a long time you're not going to have a, you know, high all the time, but there's a certain friction in the not knowing, isn't there?
There is. And I think it's something that I feel that I've always wanted to do. I mean, I'm 63 years old, so to be, you know, writing your first novel at that age, I think is really good. And it's something that I've come to gradually. I probably had a dream, like a lot of people, maybe when they're teenage years or in their 20s, you know, like a big dream you have that you want to fulfill sometime in your life, or that dream is actually writing a book. And so, you know, to come to it at this age, at this time, is and through COVID, is really, really good. And when I'm sitting there writing, I just think, you know, at my desk, 9 o'clock in the morning, with my coffee, I just think, yeah, this is what I should be doing. This is the right thing. Now is the time. And that gives me a great deal of satisfaction.
Just looking at another dimension of the creative arts, a portrait of you won the Doug Moran Portrait Prize last year. There were more than 1,000 entrants. So how did you reflect on that? The notion that somebody decided that you were the one that they wanted to paint in the first place and then being selected above all of the others?
Yeah, the artist is a guy that I've known for a couple of years. He goes by the name of Watt. W-H-A-T, that's his name, all small letters. I'd known him for a couple of years, and he'd painted one other portrait of me probably about 3 years before that. And then I was playing, he lives up the Blue Mountains, and so I was playing at Katoomba. And I just went around to his studio, and we had a couple of sittings, and I was amazed at the painting because it was quite a leap for him. It was like he'd made this giant leap, and it's very otherworldly. It's very sort of almost spacey. It's a painting of me and with a coat on, that he had this coat, and it's sort of the background is all white, and sort of my body is almost like unrecognizable, but it's sort of almost like stars. It's very sort of very beautiful, and you know, he was always quietly confident that he was going to win.
Really?
Yeah, he was. I read his emails, and I sort of go, look, I you know, he's in his 40s, I'd imagine, and I just sort of thought, well, you must be prepared for failure at this, you know, at this time of your life. Like, wasn't he like he was 21? And so he was always quietly confident, and but it still was a great shock and a great, you know, pleasure for him when he won. But I was knocked out. I really love the painting, so it was just a beautiful thing that happened last year, and I'm very happy for him because it's $150,000, and you know, he's a typical sort of struggling artist, you know, with a broken down car and, you know, renting a house and all of that sort of stuff. So I was very happy for him.
Yeah, it's wonderful. But we're just at the beginning of that glorious summertime in Brisbane. Robert, that song of yours, the title track from your last album, Inferno, which really just encapsulates the Brisbane oppressive heat. Yeah. How do you feel personally about this time of year?
I sort of go into it with mixed feelings because the, you know, it's that combination, those, you know, 10-day, 8-day hot spells, no matter where you are in the state, you know, because it reaches every corner, is, you know, can be really, really tough. So, like, you are listening to Jenny Woodward every day and just hoping that Jenny is going to say 30, 29, 28. And so that's what I do. And I sort of, look, I'm enjoying it at the moment because it looks like Christmas Day is going to be not 34. I'm loving the weather now. I like this. This actually, I say this to my wife who's German. This what Brisbane's going through at the moment is like the summers of my childhood. You know, like in the 60s and 70s. This is to me like what's going on in Brisbane at the moment, and probably the whole state is very much like the 60s and 70s. It's sort of that rainy, wet, and then it's sort of the sun comes out and it's
steamy.
Really sort of stark.
Yeah,
steamy. Yeah, really steamy. And like some of the summers we've had over the last, you know, like 10, 15 years, we just had that like really long dry spells where this is a lot more in flux and there's a lot more rain. And so I'm loving this summer. You know, like so far, I think it's been great. And yeah, good. I'm very happy that I think Christmas Day is going to be under 30, and I think that is going to make a big difference to everyone in Brisbane and throughout the state.
Yeah, good to celebrate when it's not excruciating, when it does have a little reprieve.
Yeah, it makes everything bearable, and you can sort of, you're not just sort of, you know, like on the couch, you know, like, you know, spread eagled, you know, the aircon on or all the doors open and you can't get up and do a thing. You can, when it's, you know, in the late 20s, you can actually move around and enjoy things a lot more. So, yeah, no. It's good. I'm very happy with how things are going here so far.
Robert, we're looking forward to your show at the Brisbane Powerhouse. Can you give us any clue then about what it's going to be like, or you know, is everything up for grabs and up for discussion?
Oh, totally. Everything's always up for grabs with me. I want to do, you know, like different songs than I've, you know, like this is a fresh start, and I really do feel that when artists come out doing all kinds of things, and especially, you know, like in the live arena, I think people are going to come back and it's like the old program, you know, like what I used to do. I don't think people are going to do that. I think there's going to be a lot more mixing up, and I think people are going to want to come back with a bang as well. So I don't know. I'd like to do a couple of covers, which, you know, like cover songs, which I never do. I want to play one or two new songs, and I want to relook at the set. So it's going to be a complete relook at what I do. And I'm, you know, playing it at the Powerhouse in that theatre, that big room, is one of the best venues, you know, easily in Queensland. So, you know, it's all looking good over coffee and maybe a brownie or something like that. Like, we'll sit around today and we'll work out the set for
January 23. Can I promise it'll be Robert Forster as you've never seen him before?
Yes.
Then?
Exactly.
Because you're saying it's a new start.
It is a new start, and Kate, a new hairstyle. because what I've done, I don't have much hair left, but what I had a haircut in February, and then, of course, you know, like bang, and I just, you know, like April, May, I just thought, no, I'm not ready for that yet, so, you know, to go back in, and then masks and everything, and then it came to June, and I thought, I'm just going to go with this. I don't know when I'm going to be playing next. I don't know, you know, like I'm not facing the public or anything, and so basically, I haven't had a haircut since February, and I'm sort of now starting to think I'm going to have my next haircut after I get jabbed, you know, like after the vaccine. So it's the longest it's been for a long time, and it just sort of suits the COVID vibe to just. I know it's not good for the hairdressers. I'm sorry, but I've just sort of, it's one of those COVID things I've let go and just gone. I'm just going to let my hair grow and be a bit shaggy.
Are you feeling a bit wild, Robert?
Wild, shaggy, and just a bit unkempt, and like happy with that is where I'm at right now.
Robert Forster, he of the Go-Betweens and also the 7 solo albums that he has to his name. Kate O'Toole is my name. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.